This show is brought to you by Ballantine's. Ballantine's. Stay true.
The top-rated African festival is happening again after a long break. The Bushfire Festival is coming and we will take you there. It's the road to Bushfire with DJ Alu and DJ Masketeer, keeping you up to date with all things Bushfire.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in to the Road to Bushfire with me, DJ Masketeer, and DJ Alu is also in the house once again. Alu, how was the weekend?
It was good, thanks, and yours, brother. How was yours?
Easy. I'm still kind of figuring out how to do everything on a new laptop, or not new laptop. I'm actually trying to get into the mode of how do I do this now? Because, you know, last week my laptop got jacked from the car.
You had a terrible week last week, eh? My heart bled for you.
Not actually. You know, like, what the thing is, it's like that was kind of a low point.
Yeah.
But again, in retrospect and looking at the big picture, like, it sucks. I mean, losing a laptop
it sucks a lot.
Always sucks.
But it could have been worse, like you said.
Exactly. That always hurts. But the thing is, in the grand scheme of things, am I all right? Yeah.
Mm.
Dude, we just signed on a house. So that happened.
Oh, congrats.
A day after. So it's like, the good comes with the bad, yin and yang. We're all in equilibrium all the time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, even when something bad happens, something good usually follows that. With me, knock on wood.
Yeah, like, usually when it rains, it pours. So I was like, wow, I'm waiting for this whole yin and yang thing to happen to me. But, you know, good for you. I mean that, I know it sounded sarcastic, but good for you. You know, I'm happy for you.
Thanks, man.
From the bottom of my heart, good for you.
So how was the weekend though?
I know it was good. It was long though. Sunday I just slept.
I think
because I had one of those. It was a good set on Saturday, but I stood for too long. It was like 2 hours towards the end of the evening, and it was like one of those where it was a very interactive crowd. So you keep going, and then you're like, you enjoy it thoroughly. But the moment you get home, and then you hit that pillow, it's like, this took a lot out of me. Not the young man I used to be. Not the young man I used to be, and it's a harsh realization.
That realization, are we? Yeah. Now, check this out, right? So later on in studio, we're going to have Davichi, who's like, I would say you're like a producer phenom, a youngin with an old soul when it comes to this
Definitely.
Music. It's a lot. Now, you're going to hear from him. We're going to get into his mind a bit. But before that, Alu, what song do you have for us today? Because I'm passing the baton to you.
Oh, thank you. It was actually a different one. It's Stay For It by RL Grime featuring Miguel.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those when I stumbled upon again and I realized this is such an amazing song. And I realized how good RL Grime is, and Miguel just has a voice of an angel. It was one of those link ups that you would have never expected.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just did magic on it.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I hope I don't regret passing the baton to you right now.
Even if you do, I don't, you know. I just want to hear it, so I'm fine.
All right, let's hear it then.
Yeah.
DJ Musketeer and I are extremely excited to be part of this year's Bushfire Festival lineup. We, however, want to share this experience with someone special.
That's what's up. That means you.
Well, if you're a DJ.
You heard right. We aren't looking for someone to tag along. We want you to share the stage with us.
No pressure. So what you have to do is send in a 15-minute mix to musketeer@freshfm.com.na.
There are no limits to genres or creativity. Stay true to who you are and you might be the one.
Include your name, your social tags, as well as a short bio of yourself, and you could be on a plane to Eswatini with us.
For more info, also check our socials. For me, that's DJ_Musketeer on Insta.
And for me, that's DJ Alu Music on Insta. Musketeer, we can't forget one thing though.
Thank you, Valentine's.
It's the road to Bushfire, the road to 2 stages, 5 zones, and 1 experience. Proudly sponsored by Ballantine.
There is no right way to party.
Save me from myself. Cause I can't go much longer. I just need your help. I just need your help.
become my pain. Replace all my disaster. Believe me, I'm no saint, but I'm learning faster. When you're by my side,
on the Road to Bushfire show with me, DJ Musketeer, DJ Alu, and Davichi is also in the house right now. Davichi, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here. It's an honor to be here, yeah?
No, it's about time, actually. Yeah. It's not even a thing of, like, it's an honor to be here. It's about time to let everyone know who you are. Mm. So you are a producer first, shall we say that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I think we have to first touch on one of the... Like, you know what I like to do? I like to kind of... say my first touching point, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't even know this one. You actually cleared it up just now when we were talking. My first touching point was one of your songs, which is Home, mm-hmm. which I was found the song somewhere. I think it was on one of Romy's songs, and I was like, yeah. Who is this? Where can I get a better quality version? No, I can't. But I can't throw it out either. This song is too much. So I didn't even know that you produced that. And then the next time was in your studio.
Yeah.
When I also came through, I was helping out the boys with their production.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that was the first touching point. So again, from that point on, I was like, great respect for you. For
Thank
real.
You, man. Thank
so
you.
You're a producer mainly. Yeah. Tell us, first of all, tell us, what's your like genre vibe situation?
I would say I'm a bit of a jack of all trades when it comes to the genres, but my heart lies with the dance and electronic music.
Okay.
You know, that's where that, like, I feel like that's where like Davichi is actually formed, because it's like a sound that I'm trying to achieve with that.
Aren't you competing with a Davichi then? That
Davichi. No, actually it's actually more like different, because I feel like I actually like to think of myself as the electronic guru when it comes to like electronic music, when it comes to African dance electronic music, because I feel like my electronic music is a bit different. It's more rough. Like the texture is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you hear it, you'll know.
Oh, yeah. And we probably
you're like that. If you hear it, you'll know.
unique. But the thing is, right? Truth be told, you know it.
Yeah.
Like when I hear Davichi Productions, like that man is at it again. Right? Again, one of the most prolific productions that you actually did today was Katutura's Favorite Son by Cassidy Caron. Yeah. That was for me album of the year. I need to hear, like, what inspired that whole sound of that whole album.
Yeah, shout out Cassidy Caron, man. Uh-huh. Cassidy is actually, like, one of my favorite artists when I, like, grew up, when he was still a part of Paradox. Mm-hmm. He reached out to me personally, and I was like, that already was, like, a magnitude, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I was like, yo, let me see where we can work. And then we've definitely started on that. What I really, really appreciate about that work was how he allowed me to be myself.
Okay.
You know, there was no thing of like, I want this, I want that. Nah, it was just like, I want the Vici. I want that sound. Mm-hmm. And we kicked it off. And I was amazed by it. I was supposed to get like 3 placements.
Uh-huh.
He got stuck with the 3 and he's like, no, I think add more, you know, like, because it's hard. Like, I was like, yeah, let's work. And I ended up making more than 10 records.
Wow. Yeah, the whole album basically, right? Yeah. So wait, which were the 3 initial ones?
I would say for me personally.
No. Like when, like you said in the 3.
Yeah,
like
3.
Which 3 were those?
3 were, it was the Katitura Big Boys, uh-huh. and Down With You, and uh-huh. the big record with DJ Spuza called uh-huh. Corolla Boys.
Ah! No wonder. No wonder. Yeah. No, again, like, Alo, you need to listen to this album.
Yeah.
This is the album. Because, you know, we always talk about like kind of generations and mentorship and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So Mans brought out like that, you know, that old school Kwaito sound.
Yeah,
but
because
new,
I've heard
but
quite
a new
few tracks.
Version
yeah,
of them,
yeah.
That's what he did there.
Man, yeah. That is impressive.
Uh-huh. Thank you, man.
That is genuinely impressive.
My question to him after, like, you know, at the release party,
yeah.
was like, wait, you are under 30, ne?
Yeah.
Or so, how did you get into the mind of that sound when you weren't even there to experience it?
I feel like that's the mind within, because I was generally exposed to this kind of music, especially when I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
I used to listen to Spikiri, Trompies, and all these guys, mm-hmm. Mandoza. So it was burst, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But like when I grew up, I grew away from it.
Okay.
Honestly, because it was like the generations have changed, the music have changed. So I was more in the young era.
Uh-huh.
But the moment Cass was like, this is the sound I'm looking for. And I was like, okay, cool. I have an idea with this.
Okay.
And that brewed that, you know, when we started working. And it was so genius for me just to see genuinely how he crafted his idea of music.
Oh.
And it blended in with mine perfectly. Because I sent in the beats before he started writing.
Ah, yeah, so he wrote to the beats, actually.
Oh, that's actually amazing. Yeah. I was going to ask what the process was.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I wish I could. I think we need to get him. Because, like, how do you come up with Corolla Boys, right?
Yeah.
That genuine, it's like, that one I thought was like, okay, so you guys did that together. Like,
we were never together when we did Corolla Boys.
Huh?
I was never in the studio sessions. I was actually never there. I actually sent Corolla Boys prior to, before even KFS was birthed.
Yo.
So I sent that in, and I didn't even know it was called KFS by then.
Uh-huh.
So he was still working.
Wow.
And after that, he sent me the raw version of what he did, and I was like, bro, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And then he surprised me with the feature, and I didn't know Spuza was on. Shout out to DJ Spuza as well. He killed that verse.
Yeah, no, he also. I can't rap the whole thing right now. So, question is, what's next for you?
I have big visions for myself. I'm always thinking about like what the next move is, what the next idea is for myself within the music, and I'm always working. So I have a couple of records up on my sleeve that I want to express, that I want to bring out. But I want to do it with proper planning, proper visuals, stuff like that. So I have a few ideas as well. And I also want to venture into the DJing aspects. You know, I want to, you know, play my music as frequently as possible so it can also bring out, you know, my sound. Because I actually feel like my dance music and electronic music needs to venture within the community, and you know,
okay. You are in great company. Well, yeah. let's get down to it. I can't wait to hear, like, which song do you choose that speaks to you?
I would say Katitura Big Boys by Cassidy Caron. I feel like that's the ultimate record for me, since the production elements are very different.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I made the beat, I was like, this is, because I made that beat from a really deep perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was in a dark space, but when I brought it out and played it to Cass, he jumped on it immediately, and it became like a beautiful thing. Because I actually thought
that's crazy to me. Wait, so basically, you were in a dark space. So basically, that beat was supposed to be like a dark, like heartfelt, like melancholic,
dark,
and all that.
if you listen to it properly, you'd hear it's dark.
No. Somewhere down there, you hear that it's dark. Number one. But the thing is, then it comes to that bell that goes over the top that is completely like kind of drags it out of that. Which kind of sounds to me like, you know, that moment of clarity within darkness. Like everything is dark, but then you're still like, but there is hope.
There's light. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. That's that bell over the top of it,
right?
And then he came through and just made it.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a perfect analogy for that song because the Corolla Boys, because you're kind of going through a mess and you don't have all that much, right?
Yeah.
But your glimpse of hope is kind of that Corolla.
Yeah.
Which is then the bell in the... That's crazy. That's crazy. I literally have goosebumps right now.
Okay.
Let's hear the song.
Yeah.
Go dance. Dance how they danced. Dance how you dance. Fast, slow, like no one's watching. Or don't dance. There's no wrong way. Ballantines, stay true. You and two friends stand a chance to win a once-in-a-lifetime true music experience to one of Africa's hottest music festivals, MTN Bushfire in Eswatini. Buy a bottle of Ballantines and visit ballantines.com/bushfire to enter. T's and C's apply. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18. A road traveled is more fun with friends, and this stands true
with the Road to Bushfire show.
We are traveling to Eswatini with you. To join us,
go to ballantinesbushfire.com.
Bushfire is proudly sponsored by Ballantines. Stay true and excellence will always be by your side.
Bus fat does a dwala paga misa boy. Yeah, boy, rock face. All the outies and the crazy movement pace. Aje vel bacon, jamu jay chase. When did you come? Samut ace and chase.
I'm a kid from the burbs, but that is still my theme song. You know, I was more of a Polo boy, but this one, Corolla Boys, if you didn't feel it, I do not know what. You know, the first time I heard the song, I actually had to drive down to the Western Bypass and just drive down it with that song playing. So Davichi, what you did there to me, your own production right there. Now you're back with the Road to Bushfire show with me, DJ Musketeer. DJ Alo is in studio and Davichi, the producer of that epic song. is also here. So now what we're going to do is we're going to ask you a few questions, Avicii, just to kind of get into your mental mind a little bit more, right?
Yeah.
So first question that we have is, what inspired you to start making music?
I would say what inspired me the most was, I feel like life, because it's like a slice of life with it, you know, because it's like, as I grew up, my mom like kind of molded that into me because she was listening to legends like Brenda Farsi. And I was like, who is this? What's this music, you know, as a kid? And I started listening to it as well, started growing that love for it as well and seeing how it sounds. So that kind of ventured into it. And then we got to introduce to like the Fruity Loops and the programs. And that's where I ventured into making music, where I started working with young artists as well as like friends of mine and stuff. We ventured into that and I started seeing the love for music through them, and it kind of inspired me to also start my own thing. And I realized that I needed them as well, because we were like artists slash producers working together, and we started linking up like that, and it came to where I am now, right now. So it's like a whole different venture, you know, like. But like, I would say initially the process of that kind of is why I still make music, because it's like, if I today like go to my laptop, start making music, it always runs from my mind, from my mind into what I do, and it goes out to the world right after that. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to see that it takes a bit of life in order to for that to happen. You have to go through such like certain things, you know, like you have to, because if I just lived on cruise control the whole time, no bumps, nothing, I think I wouldn't have made music, man. You have to, it's like it's for a writer, you have to experience something for you
shout
to write.
Shout out to you, Kanye.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so that's deep. Okay, so next question, right? Do you have any weaknesses as a producer that you're actively working to improve right now?
I would say at this point, I've really, really, really molded myself, you know, like created like this character that I really, really am working towards. And I'm like slowly falling in love with this sound that I'm working on, you know. And it's like, I don't really see weaknesses. The weaknesses would only be like things of like doubting the sound, you know, because that's the biggest struggle I have as a producer. You always feel like, is the sound ready? It's not ready. Yeah. Are the people really gonna vibe with this? You know, like, and that is something I'm really working towards. But I'm also like, just like, yo, it is what it is. If it's raw in its element, just release it like that, bro. Don't be scared.
Yeah, I have to interject slightly, right? You know, I mean, all the glorification, like, oh, praise be to you. No, hear me when you do that, right? But I have to say, one of your weaknesses, mixing.
Mixing, yeah.
Yeah, it comes down to a few certain.
There's sometimes
just a few things, but the thing is, you're at that level where it's like you already kind of need to ask someone like who knows about mixing like that deeply to kind of create certain spaces for you, because that's where sometimes
I feel like that's thank you for putting that out. I feel like that's also one thing I'm still like developing, because I also really, really, really don't approve my mixing most of the times, and I really approve songs that I've made that people love, and I feel like that's not it, bro. Like, honestly, certain songs I feel like were like, people love it, you know? It's a beautiful thing, because I feel like the curse of a producer is that the mix is never done.
Yep. No, that's why producers, shout out here, you need to give your final product to a mixing engineer.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I feel like the culture here is a bit different.
Yeah.
We don't really have that access, you know, as much.
Hello?
No. I mean, have it in like, how can I put it? Like a structure, like a thing. Like you would see it. Like if I had my studio time, I have my label, I have whatever I'm working with. Now it's like in systematic form. I'm a beat maker.
I make
the beat.
Yeah.
If I'm a talent scout, I get the artist as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Put the artist on, mix the record. I only mixed it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, now I call you in. You like the mixing engineer. You put your 2 cents to it. We work. But that's the thing, that connection, always, there's always ego and vibes. Yeah. That's why I say it's always, you have to work with somebody that's that tries to build the thing, you know. It's hard, bro. Like, I've been in studios with people who are bigger than the room, bro. So,
yeah. So, last question. Describe your favorite and least favorite thing about being a producer.
I would say the best thing is creating music that actually moves people. You know, it's like sort of like, I always think about it as involuntary action, because it's like, think about it. If you played loud at an event, that person, even though they don't really want to move to it, they'll move, you know. It's a beautiful thing to see that, you know. It's like they're fighting against it. But then the beauty of it is, once they allow themselves to appreciate and feel the music for what it is, they fall in love. And then they become fans of it.
Right.
And then the music grows with it. And that's the beauty of it. But I hate the most about it, it's also like kind of the need to kind of like, everybody trying to work with you, but then you everybody trying to work with you, everybody trying to, like, you know, and some people turn out, come off as rude because you're not responding to their DMs, and it becomes an issue. And then sometimes it's annoying because you get, like, I've been getting a lot of responses, a lot of, you know, especially if they find out that I made this record with this person. Now they're like, yo, bro, like, what was annoying to me is people ask for the blueprint of KFS and I should send it to them.
Sorry?
That's what I'm saying. It's annoying because it's like, imagine, this is a sound that's already out, bro. You asking me to give you the drums so you can make a similar record to that. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, bro, what? What is even that? Like, that's the stuff I'm dealing with. And I'm just like, as a producer, it's a bit annoying because it's like...
I just need a second. I just can't. Davichi, thank you so much for coming through.
Really, thank you so much.
The one thing that we have to be honest about here is, like, there's so much that you out there are not hearing, because we had a great conversation in between. I don't know what I'm going to do with that. It's going to be fantastic. But, dude, thank you so much for coming through. It's been a while since I've been, like, that passionate and feeling something about an interview. So, dude, thank you definitely for coming through.
This was amazing, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And, right.
Like, keep doing what you do. This is something, like, really, really, for our culture, it's really beautiful. And I respect your work highly, man. You also one of the OGs, bro. Like, I'll never take that away from you. You were OG, bro. You came a long way, bro.
It's amazing
to see that. Nah, for real, bro. Like, I feel like people don't really do that. I do that. I have to. You know, I feel like... I learned something in our industry currently. They always feel like we are supposed to be better than you guys. I feel like if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't have a voice. We wouldn't even have a structure, you know. I always feel like I don't care if you did things in your past and you fell off or whatever. I still respect you for that you did, you know. It's a beautiful thing, because it's like...
Okay, hold on. Yeah. Like, the thing is, like, I didn't want to end it off right now, but now I have to, right?
Yeah.
The point is, the truth is, you guys are better than us. Period. You guys are better than us. And I will have to say, I'm one of the few, or maybe the ones, right, who say, I am so proud that you guys are, right?
Yeah.
It's like everything that we did, right? Yeah. I would have never imagined that... kids like you come up and actually change games like that. It's like, I have no qualms in just saying, dude, I am super proud of you guys. Honestly.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. The fact that you're even acknowledging that, you know, most OGs can't do that, but that I appreciate, man. That's beautiful, man. I really appreciate that. And thank you, bro. Thank you for having me.
That was a lot. Let's have some waters right now to just dilute this situation. Here it is.
The Road to Bushfire with DJ Alu and DJ Masketeer. Join them in celebrating true creativity.
Proudly brought to you by Ballantine's.
Baby, where you wanna be? Tell me everything you need. Don't be afraid to show. I'm ready to go with the flow, so let me know which way you want me to go. The pain no more, I need you to let it all go. So let's forget all the
fights that we had before. You already know I'm never letting go. I'm never letting go. And a thousand wishes, you're the shooting star, shining with all of the blessings heaven sends. Granting a thousand wishes, never ending kisses. Oh, I'm never letting go, letting go, letting go. Your heart, let me unlock, let me secure, make you believe. You don't have to look at love as a disease. You're the purest of heart, divine work of art. You're a fresh breeze, you're a calm after the storm. You're the blue sea, yeah. So hold on to me. Tell me everything that you want me to be. Hold on. Let me show you everything new that I see. Hold on, hold on to me. Tell me everything that you want me to be. Hold on to me. Heaven sent, granting a thousand wishes. You're the shooting star, shining with all of the blessings. Heaven sent, heaven sent. Granting a thousand wishes, never ending kisses. Ending kisses. Oh, I'm never letting go, letting go, letting go. Oh, I'm never letting go, letting go, letting go. Oh, oh, yeah. So let's forget, let's forget all the fights that we had before.
Yo, that was a deep conversation that we had with Davichi over there. Yo, I'm still reeling. My head is still reeling from that conversation, really. It's a Road to Bushfire show with me, DJ Musketeer, and DJ Alu is also in studio. And it is time for us to get into our mix submissions for the week. Alu, we picked Chris today, but you know a bit more about him, right?
Yes, CU Chris. He used to be part of CU Rage.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. We always just call him CU Chris. One of the most lovely human beings you'll meet in this industry. Passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Hardworking and someone who's dedicated to the craft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. And like mm-hmm. every, I remember when last did we have Chris play? It was when
the Ballantines.
True Music with True the Kiffness, and he just let it rip, man. Yes. It was like, wow.
Yes.
You were there for it, huh?
You know how long I was there for it? For the beginning. Then everything went down. Like Chris has said, like literally on every festival, it's like I look forward to that man.
Exactly, set. That's the thing.
Because the way he plays.
And the thing is, before everything, you just see this reserved, quiet guy, says nothing to go. Moment he presses play, a whole different animal comes through.
It's crazy.
So I'm super excited about this mix.
Yeah, I'm definitely, I can't hear what it is. Put them dancing shoes on. Here is Chris?
Yeah.
Or Q-Rage? What is his name? Yeah, Chris. Cool.
Yeah.
Here's Chris with his mix submission. Let's listen to that.
The top-rated festival in Africa is back. The Bushfire Festival in Eswatini is happening on the 27th of May.
You can join the epic experience.
Keep listening to find out how.
To break free from the bond of your love, and I ain't been strong enough to let go and let God. I can't see clear enough to look past the dust you left behind, and I can't get high enough to forget why I cried.
See,
Quite the mix by Chris. Dude, I'm telling you, that's the thing. He always gets you dancing, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's one of those where you're like, man, son, where'd you find this after every track?
You're right. And then it's like, again, that's that telling a story. Yeah. Again, like telling a concise story where you're building up. And he just, you know, gets you from the corner of the dance floor into the middle of it just effortlessly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really humbled by men like this. Really. Yeah. Hope you had a great time with us on the Road to Bushfire show again. Me, DJ Musketeer, and DJ Alu. We definitely had fun. Great information, great inspiration. As per usual, we're staying true to music. Now, Alu, Road to Bushfire is coming closer. Are you nervous? How nervous are you?
More excited than anything.
Yeah. Now that information is being released, we are... Whew.
Yeah.
And the thing is, as you said, we're still not going alone. We're still looking for our DJ, and we're looking for you listening out there to come along with us. So go to the store and there you can find out all the information that you need to find out how you can come along with us. That's it from us today. We're out.
And that was the Road to Bushfire show with DJ Alu and DJ Musketeer, the lead up to the greatest festival in Africa. We can't wait to party with you. This show was brought to you by Ballantines. Ballantines, stay true.